Spanish with Michelle Thomas, recording 6.
So let's review the go-go's once more. So give me some of the go-go verbs.
Salgo.
Salgo, okay.
Tengo.
Tengo, mm-hmm.
Pongo.
Pongo, yes. Pongo, I put, yes. Salgo, I leave, I'm leaving. Vengo, I'm coming, okay.
Hago.
Hago, I'm doing, or making.
Digo.
Digo, I'm saying or telling.
Vengo.
Vengo, yes, I'm coming.
Supongo.
Supongo, I suppose, yes. I have.
Tengo.
Tengo. And I bring?
Traigo.
Traigo. So if you want to say, bring it.
Lo traigo.
Positive imperative, the positive command, you hook on the pronoun. So bring it would be?
Traigalo.
Right. Traigalo. Traigalo. Bring me something would be?
Traigame?
Right. Right.
Algo?
Traigame algo. Mm-hmm. Don't put it here.
No.
Don't put it here. No.
No lo pong. Go.
No lo pongos, I'm not putting it. Don't put it. Now you have the imperative, the command. Don't you put it. No lo.
No lo ponga.
Once more.
No lo ponga.
Yes, but only one push.
No lo. No lo ponga.
No lo ponga. Here.
Aquí.
Aquí. Yes. The word for there is allí. So aquí is here, allí is there. So put it there would be. Now you have the positive command, the positive imperative. Put it.
Póngalo.
Póngalo.
Allí.
Right. Póngalo allí. Right. So once more. Don't put it here, put it there.
No lo ponga aquí.
Yes, no lo ponga aquí. Put it there.
Póngala ahí.
Wait.
Póngalo.
Right.
Ahí.
Póngalo. Once more.
Póngalo.
Póngalo.
Ahí.
Allí. Right. How would you say, I'm doing it?
Lo hago.
Lo hago. Mm-hmm. How would you say, do it?
Hágala. Lo.
Right.
Hágalo.
Hágalo. Do it. Hágalo. Don't do it. Don't do it.
No lo haga.
Right. No lo haga. No lo haga. Don't do it. How would you say, say it. Say it in Spanish.
Dígalo.
En.
Español.
Dígalo en español. How would you say, tell me?
Dígame.
Right. Dígame. Dígame. You'll hear that a lot. Tell me. Dígame. Dígame. Don't tell me now.
No me diga ahora.
Right. No me diga ahora. Mm-hmm. If you're talking to Roberta, don't tell me.
No me digas.
No me digas. No me digas. To call is llamar. Llamar, yes. To call the llama in Peru, llamar. Double L-A-M-A-R, llamar, to call. How would you say, call me later? Please call me later. Call me later, please.
Me.
Now, remember that in the positive command, command, you have to hook on the pronoun. But only in the positive command, not in the negative command. So call me would be?
Yama me.
How would you say it?
Yame me.
What's more?
Yame me.
Right. Yame me. Yes. Switch tracks from A to E. It's Yamar becomes Yame me. It so happens, however, and though I didn't want to bring it in now, but since you said it, it so happens, however, that what you said, Yamame, is also correct. It just so happens. Yamame would mean call me if you're talking to Roberto or to Roberta. Because that's the only time, the one and only time, when you do not cross over, when you do not switch tracks, is in the positive imperative to Roberto, to Roberta. You don't switch tracks, and you don't even use the S. So what you said, Yamame, was correct, talking to Roberto, to Roberta, saying, call me. Yes. But if you're talking to senor, senora, senorita, and you say, call me later, once more will be...
Yame me.
Yes, but don't forget the push.
Yame me.
Right. Yame me. Yame me mas tarde, would be call me later. Yame me.